Hey everyone, welcome to another episode, Matt with Erlene and the Automotive Truth. This is your first time listening to our podcast. We wanted to take a moment and say thank you. Our mission is to encourage those working in the industry, looking to start in the industry, or even the consumer buying in the industry. We want to help. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode, Matt with Erlene and the Automotive Truth. I am Matt Pollard.
I'm Erlene Pollard.
And here we go, another episode with Matt with Erlene. So of course, first rant. We got our random rants of the day, of the episode.
My rant is not really a rant.
Yeah, me neither.
An alert and a warning to everyone that listens. When we first got to Texas, the first day, I think it might have been when we slept here, we had an Amber Alert. And since that one Amber Alert, we've had
several.
Almost every week there's an Amber Alert here in the state of Texas. I'm not sure why, but I can assume why. But just so you know, just because it's not back in Connecticut, it was like twice a year, maybe something like that happened. But kind of like a warning and an eye opener to everybody that there is another world out there, and there's outside our door, there are people that want to attack our children or hurt our children. And it's happening a lot in other areas than others. So just be aware that,
aware of your surroundings.
Aware of your surroundings, aware where your children are, it's unfortunate that it happens here so much. It's just so crazy. I mean, there's, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds, all kinds of underage children that are being abducted and or by parent or by uncle, whatever the case may be. Thanks be to God that, I as we've been here, maybe one or two have been returned or have been found, but this is I don't want to say warning, but just a reminder, an alert to everybody that human trafficking exists, just because you're comfortable in your little house and between your four walls, that exists, children are being kidnapped and taken away, young ladies, young men, and just taken into this slave trafficking underground situation that's happening right beneath our nose. And we're so worried about and keep an eye on, what somebody said about us or what the next gossip is or what the next best thing on TV
or what the news is saying.
What the news is saying, or if A-Rod and J-Lo really get
broken up,
there's so much more going on that we don't see with our eyes. And so my rant and my public announcement for today is, human trafficking is real and it's happening every day. So, watch your children, watch your teenagers, watch what they're doing, even, via social media. Keep your eyes open because, the enemy, the Bible says that the enemy roars like a lion seeking into whom he can devour. And so we got to keep our eyes open as parents, as uncles, as aunts, as grandmothers,
as friends,
as neighbors, keep our eyes open, and like that commercial said, if you see something, say something. But that was kind of my rant on today.
We live in a state now that is right on the border.
Yeah.
And that border deal is real. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get into that. That's another podcast.
Sure.
But it matters to us being down here now.
It is, absolutely. And it's an eye opener to me. I'm like, whoa, I've never seen such.
Every day was one of this morning, 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, like almost every week. It's just so crazy to me, And back when we were back east, you don't see that. It's just crazy to me. But anyways, I want to keep it keep our spirits high.
Yes. So I'm gonna make fun of myself now.
So I work for Lexus brand, and when the second generation GX came out, I would always flip the shifter knobs around. I'm like, why is everybody shifter backwards? So I'd spin the knob around. You know how like they have that little curve of, like in a manual shift car. So I would always rotate them so it would be forward. Apparently they're supposed to be backwards. So then when we get down here, it's the same thing. I'm like, why is everybody's shifters always backwards? So I finally opened up a picture and saw that they're supposed to be that way. So I kept flipping everybody's shifter around.
So if your shifter's not working, Connecticut.
It's not going to work. It's just flat on one side, which was phasing forward, and then like the rollback. I'll post a picture.
And you've been to your nearest Lexus dealer in Connecticut. Yeah. There may be a problem.
You'd be like, why is my shifter spun back around? Huh. But I just want to make fun of myself on that. It's pretty funny. I get in their car, I'll flip their nav around. I'm like, why does anybody want the map not facing, like the car facing north? So like when you're driving, it'll go south. So yeah. I always flip that for
the
customer.
Everybody's not as, anal as you.
I do all that for the customer car. Oh, I set their clocks.
My God.
I'm so
He's very anal about those things. Yeah, I'm very meticulous. One thing, if we're driving down the road, whatever, we're in my car, in his car, or whatever car we're in, and he hears the slightest little tick while we're driving in the car, it drives him insane. This is married to a technician, and most of you may know this. You're driving down the road, and he's hearing a tick, 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 and he's like, honey, you hear that? Where is that coming from? Like, what are you talking about? I don't hear anything. Like, I'm not even paying attention to it. I hear the road noise, you know, I hear the radio playing, and he's like, but you don't hear that? Oh, my God. He's hitting every panel of the car, and he's putting a bottle of water against it. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. That noise is driving me nuts, honey. There is not a noise in the car. But because he's so anal about hearing and test driving these cars and hearing, make sure that there's not a rattle or a click or a ding or whatever, because, you know, customers complain about these things. He's just, you know, on it. He's just like on tech mode all the time.
I know. I fixed my own truck once for a rattle.
I didn't hear it, by the way, but.
Yeah, supposedly Toyota field engineer didn't hear it too, but I fixed it.
I don't know, honey. The tick might have been in your head.
The tick was in my head. So today, just because when I came down here, I noticed tire pressures are never set. So I wanted to talk about tires. I figure that's something the consumer could really take into consideration, is where their tire position should be, tire pressure should be, stuff like that. What do you think?
Tires, yes, absolutely, tires. In the East Coast, we set our tires, what, at 35 pounds?
35
pounds in the winter, for those that are listening, and maybe you learned something, you know. 35 pounds in the winter because tires have air in them, obviously, and the air disinflates.
Yeah, it has moisture in it.
Yeah, it disinflates in the colder weather. So if you notice that your tire pressure light is coming on every time it gets cold, well, it's normal. So that's why they bump them up to about 35 pounds or 36 pounds. So you're going to lose a little bit of air in your tires when it gets cold, but it won't turn your light on.
So the government sets the low tire pressure regulation in your ECU, which I think is 25, 28
PSI. ECU is the computer in the car.
So it's government mandated on how low tire pressures can be. So when you hear the word threshold, that is the government mandated low tire pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So Toyota actually has in their scan tools where you can put in the temperature outside, what the temperature is right now, the ambient air temperature on the automobile right now, and then it'll give you recommendations for tire pressures.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always more than that. They're usually like 39. Well, think about the extended intervals we have too.
Yeah.
We're 5,000, 10,000 miles in some cars.
Yeah. And it's important for you to keep your eye on your tire pressures everywhere, no matter where you live, you know. It will – low tire can consume fuel.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the tires can wear prematurely too.
Yeah, so low tire pressures will soften the tire,
yeah,
create heat, and then give you a blowout as well.
Yeah. That sounds weird talking about tires, right? So tires, people, those that, you know, don't care about their tires and whatever, as long as it gets me to A, you know, A and B, I'm fine. Tires are very important. Now, you could not change your oil, fine.
Yeah,
it doesn't affect me.
It'll stop.
You don't want to change your brake pads or do your maintenance or change your filter or whatever. Doesn't affect me. Now, when you don't take care of your tires, it affects me and mine. Unsafe tires makes an unsafe driver.
Yes.
Yes. Blowouts every other. I mean, back in Connecticut,
there were the smallest amount of rain.
Yeah, yeah. Back in Connecticut, there were potholes every other corner. Oh, yes. You know, every other block. So many blowouts. So many blowouts. Ah, so many people that came into the dealer with the cords.
I can see the air.
People, Raphael. If there are cords, wire, and if you don't understand cords, wire coming out of your tires, you are about to kill somebody. Yeah. Do not drive with tires that cords are showing. That is so dangerous. Keep an eye on your tires, ladies and gentlemen. They should be at 430 seconds, maybe 330 seconds.
Minimum.
Connecticut law was 330 seconds. 330 Here seconds. Is 430 seconds because we don't have rain, snow and diff. Until recently.
Yeah, we did. And all those cars scattering on loop one because they have bald tires.
Yeah. So people, if you may not be in the car industry and you may not care about your car, you may not care about taking care of it. Even young people, if you don't care about taking care of your car, fine. Take care of your tires because you're on the road where my daughter is driving, where my son is driving, where my husband is driving, and God forbid, you're gonna take somebody out. You're not only gonna take yourself out if you get into a spin out or a blowout and hit somebody, you know, hit a wall or whatever, but you can hurt somebody else or kill somebody else because of your tires. Tires are probably the most important things in a car.
The road, your tires, and that's what holds you on the ground, right?
Even if you don't have brake pads in your car, the car is still going to stop.
Eventually.
But it'll stop. You know, tires are something that, you know, that we wanted to talk about today because...
Yeah, because even now I see, like, I'm like, how come nobody sets tire pressures? I'm like, getting cars in for service, they're at 30 pounds. I'm like... The sides are all chopped, which is good for me because I get to sell an alignment. I'm like, how come nobody sets the tire pressures? People are not uneducated, I guess, or don't care.
They're uneducated. That could be a big deal, but a big reason why. But I think they're just
so. There's two things people should learn: is to check your oil and check your tire pressure. Like you should know how to do that. It's very important.
Yeah,
even on a brand new car, like we were saying. It's 5 to 10 to 15,000 miles before you're going in for maintenance.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to be able to check your oil.
And some people don't even go into places where they're going to check your tire pressures. They go into these Valvoline.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Where they don't care. They don't care about your tire pressure. They just want to change your oil.
They want to change your oil, flush your fluids, and send you down the road.
Exactly. So you have to be very careful. You're driving, you know, people, if you're driving, young people, if you're driving, pay attention to your tires. And also pay attention. You go to these places where the gas stations, they have the air pumps or whatever.
Yeah.
Most of them have a gauge, you know, and it's easy. A lot of people are afraid, oh my God, you know, air, whatever, I'm going to blow my tire up. Those gauges will show you, you know, 32 pounds, 35 pounds. You shouldn't put more than 36 pounds of air in your tire.
If you drive a GM and you keep the car running, it'll actually beep and the flashers will go off and your tires are at 36.
That's a good tip there. Yeah, tires are essential, man.
Yeah,
they're essential no matter where you live.
It doesn't, especially in hot weather.
Yeah.
Especially in hot weather.
Yeah, they expand, right?
Yeah.
And they
heat up too. And it increases the sidewall load. So if you're going to travel, you definitely want to put the air pressure up. If you're going to have luggage, people, you definitely want more air pressure because it increases the load the sidewall can take.
Yes.
That's
yes,
a good
yes.
thing. And alignments.
Yeah, alignments. Alignments also. Absolutely.
Keep the tires from prematurely wearing.
So I wanted to talk about a little bit about my new job, my new place of work. First, I want to give a shout out because one of my friends and ex-coworkers, Mahmood, had mentioned I forgot, would have posted something or whatever. And I said, or I texted them and said how I missed them so much and so forth. And how, that place was like, you know, one of the best places ever. And he said, Erlene, you should probably put that on your podcast and give us a shout out. So I'm going to give Honda of Westport, in, Fairfield, the service, and the sales department, and the parts department, everyone, a shout out, because those are my friends. They became my family in the little 2.5 years that I worked there. I gotta tell you, I became so, close to the people working there, you know. Great people to work with, great. My managers, my bosses, the boss lady herself, are great people. I mean, if you want your vehicle serviced and serviced right, and you live in the area of Bridgeport, or go find them. Don't go to Milford.
Yeah, or Greenwich.
Don't go to Milford. Don't go to Shelton. I'm to Fairfield. They're right on the corner. Most people don't even know that service center is there.
I never knew it was there.
No, most people from Bridgeport do not know. And there's a lot of Hondas in Bridgeport.
I'm not going to go down
there. No, don't go down there. But anyway, there's a lot of Hondas in that area. So come down to check them out, because they're great people. They will look out for you. I'm telling you, I miss them all so very much. The technicians, I miss Cloudy. I miss Mahmood. I miss Teddy. I miss all those. I miss RJ. Everyone. The parts department. I miss all those guys. Very dearly. You know, I appreciate Honda Westport. When I started in the automotive business as a service secretary, and went into the service advisor field, I never wanted to sit in an office with a bunch of females. That's something that before. I always say. I just I have changed. I am a different person. Thank you, Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus and what he's done in me, but and salvation. I didn't want to be around. I wasn't a girl's girl. You know, I was always, I grew up with brothers. I grew up with, you know, with my brothers and his friends, you know. I didn't have a lot of female friends. And if I did, it was just like a handful. I never wanted to be working around females and being in an office. I just didn't, you know, to me, what I saw was just like, you know, cackling and office, you know, banter and drama and stuff like that, you know. But anyways, and that's why I continue to work in the automotive. Not that's why only, but that's a big reason why I continue to work in the automotive business, because I was surrounded by males. They dominate they still do dominate the automotive industry, but even back then more. And so I never wanted to work with, you know, with a bunch of females. And every time I went and got a job somewhere, I used to be like, is there any service advisor girls here? Like, I didn't ask, but I would always in my mind look. And so I came to Honda of Westport, and Honda of Westport, the service department there is made a lot of women are service advisors. So you got my boss lady, you got Cheryl, you got Brittany, you got the girls, the cashier, both cashiers, you got all the appointment coordinators who were all women, and we all worked together. Did I miss a female? No. And myself. And when I got there, you know, it wasn't even hard, you know, like everybody was cordial, you know, and we all worked together very well. And it was great, you know, and I thank God, because it prepared me, because when I came to Texas and I came to this new place, there's eight women service advisors. Kudos to the women coming up in the automotive industry. Come on, women.
We gotta do a topic on
this. Come on, women. Yeah, so it kind of prepared me for this. You see, God knows the beginning from the end.
Amen.
And so he knew, you know, that I needed some because, you know, don't get me wrong. There was, you know, things and stuff that happened, you know, at work that always, like, rubbed me the wrong way. But I always kept to myself. I never really, you know, got into the drama or whatever, you know, and you know, there were things that came up, you know, while working at Honda Westport, but nothing major as far as, you know, where I said, I don't like this one, I don't like that one, or whatever, you know.
No, never.
I never got into to that, you know, or
we
with that
to box
spirit.
Them out. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, I was changed anyway, so I don't want to get a box anybody, and I like not like back in the day, but so I came to here, and now there are so many women. And they're wonderful, by the way. They are very nice. Everybody in Texas is so nice.
They are.
I mean, I don't know what they're saying behind my back.
they're fun to my face.
But they're...
They greet you in the store. Nice.
Now, I am being trained by this woman. Her name is Sally. And she's been in that place for 25 years. And she's an elder lady. And she's about to retire this year. And she is a fireball. She is a fireball. And she is... plays no games. She's what a great lady. So they put me with her, and she's training me.
They saw the likeness.
That's
there.
True. It went, when I got hired, the manager, that's what he goes, we're gonna put you with Sally because you kind of you
she's
and her
firecrackers.
You guys resemble so much of each other. You know, you're like a younger version of Sally. And so anyway, Sally plays no games, and she has a clientele from here to Africa. She is. Like everybody comes to see Sally, and she's a great lady. But don't cross her. Don't cross her because
I think she's Italian.
And not only that, but there is a woman technician there.
Oh wow, awesome.
Her name is Della, and she is no joke.
Oh, Della.
I mean, Della ain't changing oil. Della's doing tires. She's doing brakes. Della is killing it.
Della's coming on the women.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to have a conversation with her and see if she wants to do an interview with us because she is. Kudos to Della. She's a beast, that girl. Not a beast in a, you know, that type of way, but strong woman doing the same thing that the boys are doing back there. Kudos to her. But this is the first time I've ever worked with a woman technician. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, I will say that, you know, and everything's not just peaches and roses there, you know. It is a very, probably 10 times higher volume than Honda of Westport.
Most of the dealerships here are 10 times the volume.
It is a rush. It's heavy duty, and I can deal with it, except pray for me, y'all. I'm struggling with this computer system. It's called.
She's not a fan of Reynolds.
It's Reynolds and Reynolds. It's a new version of Reynolds and Reynolds. Whoever know, to you all who know the automotive
DMSs,
software. It is really challenging for me, and I'm kind of somewhat a little computer savvy.
Yeah,
I would say
you are.
But it's kind of kicking my butt, guys. So I appreciate some prayer. But anyways, I love where I'm working. I love the, you know, the people. They're so embracing. But again, I have to start all over and getting to know everybody. You know, to get to know.
That's the worst part about moving jobs.
Yeah, getting to know, you know, the people. The people around me and so forth. But you know what? That's the hardest part. Just, you know. To learn the people around you.
Give it a month or two, you'll be right back in the flow.
Yeah. So anyways, I want to talk about that a little bit because I thought it was great that my experience at Honda of Westport kind of helped me with that, you know, little flaw that I had, you know, with working with different.
Well, we should pick up something, you know, anywhere, anything we do, we should always pick something up.
That's true. But I love my Honda Westport family. I love you all. And those also in the sales department, you know, Abe Gonzalez, thank you. Thank you for filling out that referral survey for me, buddy. Thank you.
Mission it was, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. When I was applying
for
this.
Hiring process.
Woo. Yeah. Applying for this job. There was all kinds of tests. And you think I was working for the government.
I know. It's probably easier to get in the government.
Yeah. It was so many tests, so many steps and interviews and, lessons in information on trading stocks and stuff. I'm like, what do I need?
With a public company.
What do I need to know this for? It was crazy. But anyways, I got through it. I got through it with a little help of my Honda of Westport family. You know, they put in a good word for me. Ralph, I love you and thank you, my brother. Thank you for looking out for me. And Jose.
Good job.
You know, thank you, my brother. All those that helped, put in a good word for me with this place that I'm at right now. Because without you, I probably wouldn't have been able to get the job, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Thank you for the experiences at Honda Westport. My friends, you know, all the friendships Christine. I love you, Christine. She was one of the appointment coordinators.
She's a sweet Aunt, met her.
Yeah. Fluffy, who is the, I call him Fluffy. You know who you are. Tim Jones. Tim Jones, my friend. He's the loop tech lead at the Honda of Westport. You know, good guy. Would do anything for anybody. I appreciate you all. I do. And a shout out to all of you. I love you.
They're not a sponsor. We just love them.
I just love them.
So I want to start doing, in the beginning, we'll start doing automotive news stuff that comes up in the news feeds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bring it to our listeners' attention.
Yeah.
But I wanted to read a quote from Elon Musk. It says, if you give yourself 30 days to clean your room, it will take you 30 days. But if you give yourself 3 hours, it will take you 3 hours. The same applies to your goals, ambitions, and plans.
All right, Elon, he's a genius, that dude.
Yeah, but think about that as a flat rate tech. Ah, the job only pays 3 hours. Well, knock it out in two.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't fuss about how much the job pays. Knock it out.
Your state of mind.
Yeah, everything's a mindset. That was going to be the topic today, but I changed it. We pulled an audible. Omaha, Omaha. maybe next week we'll get on it. But I do want to do an episode with females in the auto industry, because I think it's taking a good turn to the right.
Mm-hmm.
From my experience, I think it is, but I want to hear it from a woman's side.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say, thank you to everybody. Like, subscribe. You can leave voice messages on the Anchor app. If you go on the Anchor app, you can go to the voice message system. You can always find us on Instagram, Facebook, all the podcast platforms. You can like, subscribe on there, leave messages.
Yeah, please. We want to hear from you. Absolutely. We want to hear from you.
Because
like,
we do.
Whatever. Even to say, you guys are awful. You're terrible. I want to hear.
Tell us we suck. Please. We got to have stuff to talk about.
Hello. Yeah.
You can be our next rant.
Yeah.
At least you'll get a shout out.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right. We love you all.
Yes.
Until next time, we're out.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.